Well, it's almost hunting season. And no, I don't mean deer or pheasants or ducks. I mean morels. The spring mushroom has become a favorite of professional chefs. And chances are you'll see it making an appearance on some of your favorite farm-to-table restaurants soon. But you don't need to shell out $40 a pound or book a reservation at a fancy restaurant to enjoy some morels this spring. You just have to know what to look for and where. To tell us what and where that is, we welcome Sister Marie Copen, secretary for the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club and an amateur mycology enthusiast. Marie, welcome to Current State.
Thank you very much.
Starting out here, can you just describe what exactly a morel looks like?
Well, it's sort of like an ear of corn when you take the kernels out of it. It's got little pockets in it. That's the makeup of it. It's sort of like an ice cream cone turned upside down, but it's got little pockets in it. And they range in color from black, kind of a black finish on it, to white, to a yellow.
What do they taste like?
Oh, they taste delicious.
I'm not proud to admit it. I'm a native Michigander, but I don't think I've ever had a morel.
Oh, my. Oh, you poor thing.
I'm missing out on something special, huh?
I feel sorry for you. You better go to the grocery store and buy some dried ones and taste them.
I guess I should. When you're out looking for morels, how do you know you're looking in the right places?
Well, there is a fella named Larry Lonick. Now, he's gone to his reward, and he wrote a book about morels, and he's got 4 pages single-spaced of where you can look for morels. And then at the very end, he says, morels are where you find them. But they do have affinity for certain trees because the base of the morel is sort of like a big root underground. You can't see it. And the root has kind of a partnership relationship with a certain species of trees because some people say there's 3 kinds of morels, white, black, and yellow, but the scientists have discovered maybe 47 or 50-some here in Michigan, and that would be, more tiny differences.
I imagine the people who really take this seriously get pretty good at knowing where to go. Where in the state are morels, do they tend to be more abundant?
In areas where there's not much development, because we had a lot of areas where morels grow, and then all of a sudden there's houses or shopping malls or whatever put in them. Actually, we have a saying, you know, if I told you where I find morels, I would have to kill you.
Scary. Well,
Everybody guards the secrets, but, you know, we have the state and national forests. Morels grow everywhere in Michigan. In fact, they grow all the way to Florida and even in California and Alaska.
Well, I've heard morels are especially abundant in woods that have recently seen fires, too. Is that true? And if so, why?
There's a certain species that has an affinity for certain types of pine trees. Now, 2 years ago, we had a fire burn in the Upper Peninsula, and I can't remember the exact location, but the DNR published it with pictures of the fire burning. So those in the know scrambled up there 1 year later, and they were all over. But it's a certain species related to a certain kind of pine tree. And don't ask me which, because I'd have to look it up.
Okay. Now, these mushrooms, you say some of them seem to have a light brown color, which seems that it's pretty easy to overlook a morel, I imagine, even maybe if they're right in front of you. How hard is it to train yourself to find a morel?
Well, that varies on the person. I call it getting your morel eyes every spring. I have to go out and kind of look at the ground because sometimes there's not very much green growing, and so the morel will look like the leftover material from the year before, this brownish.
Yeah.
And, they start out very small, and then they get bigger. And, of course, the bigger they get, the more the chances are somebody else will walk by and pick them.
Sister, Mar- Sister Marie Copen is the secretary for the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club, and we're talking about the morel hunting season, which is just getting underway. Now, not all mushrooms that you can find in the wild are safe to eat. Is this kind of foraging something that people should not do on their own? Should you have an expert showing you around?
Well, you either have to have an expert showing you around, or perhaps it has been in your family history, and your mom and dad or your grandparents will show you how. Either way, it is safe for morels, but I would not go out and just look without some help as a beginner. There is a false morel. Some people call it a beefsteak. Genetically, it's not a true morel, but it has monomethylhydrazine, which is rocket fuel, in it. And it's debatable about how that affects your liver and other organs. Some people seem to eat it with no problem. Some people will get sick with a few bites. Tastes very, very good, I'm told, because I won't touch it after hearing a chemist talk about it. You can boil the rocket fuel off by putting the mushroom in water, but don't smell it. And what happens is, when you eat that mushroom, your digestive enzymes mix with the flesh, and it returns to rocket fuel.
Good grief.
And also, current research shows that there is a higher rate of cancer with people who eat those kinds of mushrooms.
You are a nun with the Sisters of the Precious Blood and also a retired speech pathologist. How did you get interested in mycology and mushroom hunting?
Oh, it was a family affair. My great-grandmother and two of my grandmas and, well, grandparents, two fathers, came from Europe. One group lived at the base of the Tatra Mountains, which is the Polish Alps, and my great-grandmother took my dad out hunting in Genesee County. And so that's where he got started. And then when I was a little girl, I grew up in Genesee County in Flint, and so he took me out along the Flint River. And that's how I got started.
Well, are true morels found in Europe, or are they only found in North America?
They're found all over the world.
They are. Okay. Now, is it possible to find morels or other edible mushrooms in more urban areas like Flint?
Yes. In fact, you can buy kits, and you can grow them. If you came out in the wild and brought some home, you could disperse the spores in your backyard soil. And there's two trees here in Michigan that they like the most, and one is the ash tree, and, of course, the ash borer is taking care of that.
Yeah.
And the other is an elm tree, and I'm not sure the specific species of elms, but there's a relationship, a high one, with those two kinds of trees here. So if you had those trees in your backyard, in fact, I think one kit comes with nursery stock trees of the kind they like, or aspens, too, when they're small. But those kits are available online.
Hmm.
And some people have good luck with them, and some do not. And I think it's because of the kind of trees in their backyards or where they're trying to grow them.
Sister Marie Copen is secretary for the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club. Again, we're talking about morel, the morel hunting season, which is just getting started. You lead public hunts for the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club. Can you walk us through what one of these hunts looked like?
Well, I do most of my hunts in Isabella County, and I do them in relationship with the Chippewa Watershed Conservancy, with the County Park System, and with Central Michigan University within the Nethercutt Woods in Clare County, or just the city parks. And so we would gather at a designated parking lot or pavilion or whatever, and then I would give a talk, and in some cases a handout describing what we're hunting. And actually, the best mushroom selection is in the fall and late summer. So I would describe some things we're looking for, and then I would send people out or walk with them, depending on how the size of the group, and then set a time when we would come back, and then we put the mushrooms we found on a display table, like a picnic table, or a tarp on the ground or something, and check them all out.
You're saying morel season lasts until the fall?
No. the mushroom season lasts until the fall. There are probably up to 200 or 300 species of mushrooms in Michigan which you can eat. Now, it doesn't mean they taste good. They could taste like wood.
Mm-hmm.
But you could use them for survival purposes if you know what you're doing.
How long does morel season last?
Around here, probably till the middle of June.
What?
And it depends on if you're talking about the Upper Peninsula, because the season lasts longer there because it's colder, or are you talking about Toledo by the border of southern Michigan?
So it depends on your latitude, basically.
That's right, because I know Isabella County is like 1 week ahead of Genesee County in terms of growth of plants and everything.
Once people have some morels, what's your best advice for actually preparing them to eat? What's your favorite way to eat morel mushrooms?
My favorite way is very simple. I like to fry them in butter and then make some toast, butter the toast, and put the morels on top the toast.
Is that a pretty common way? Do a lot of people eat them that way?
You know, I never asked. But I know some people do elaborate recipes. They have a stew. Oh, we had a potluck last Sunday at the Farmington Library and with our club meeting, annual meeting. And a friend of mine, the president of the club, Antoine, he prepared salmon with a mushroom sauce, with morels, with some kind of baked potatoes on the side, little or baked with a sauce on them, not a baked potato, you know. And that was so delicious, fresh. And others had them in casseroles, and the list is endless, and you can get recipes online.
Sister Marie Copen is the secretary for the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club. We've been talking about the morel mushroom season. Marie, thank you for joining us today. Good luck this season.
Thank you so much.